Okay. What was an average income for Chinese before World War II?
Well, I think those days in for we $2 a day or $1 a day in the for the farmer who worked in the field. In the top place in the small, I think they have maybe $200 or $300, the most of the good income. But that time is but everything so cheap.
How about so for you as an artist, what was an average income?
Well, I don't have anything. I don't have income at all. Because I go to school at that time, and I teaching school, and I have about $50 a month. And that's why the place I live in to Otis, sometime I have to, for 4 or 5 miles, I have to walk to school to save a dime or 15 cents for a sandwich.
Mm.
So I don't think I ever have any wages, regular wages.
So as a teacher, you made about $50
a month?
About
$50 or $60 in living in Turkey. That's right. But I always feel sufficient. I never lucky or anything, not luxury, but always live.
Did you ever, at that time when you were making 50 or 60 a month, we're talking about
1930 something.
Late 1930s?
Yeah.
Okay, was there ever any money left over to save, or was all the money used on your expenses?
Well, it's funny. I never know how to make money, but I know to control my money. So I saw little income, but I always have enough, and I always save something. And I can save $2,000 to go back to China. So that time I saved $2,000 to go back to China, that means that you must be know how. I don't have any hobby in habit, like drink, smoke, any hobby, so I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how I can always have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Happy enough. But even now, I'm not rich at all. But I always have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I always stand fast.
Mm-hmm.
Always stand fast. In a way, the self-respect, you know. Because I have a very good home. I have two or three cars. And I have everything you had, I had, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But not rich at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I never, I not enough. I always have enough.
Mm-hmm.
But the market is not so good. In the market, only look as fairly make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are not. See, all my life, I don't think I have parents poor. I'm not poor at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not poor at all. In fact, and I'm better than average.
Mm-hmm.
But I never make good wages. I make good money, but only on account of I have no bad habit and no bad acting. Spend my money foolishness,
mm-hmm.
But I give, and I average. But I not so often how much money I get, and I hope who I am.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never show.
Mm-hmm.
So people guess. So let people guess. I do have money. I do have no money. But I, what you had, I had.
Yeah.
I make a trip. I have cars and have two television. I have everything you had. In fact, you see my house, you think I'm very rich. Because I have a very, very modern home.
Uh-huh.
I tell my modern home, my house is 25 feet high ceiling.
Really?
Oh. And the whole rock is a glass.
Oh.
Glass. And the staircase, so you shouldn't, I shouldn't say I'm poor. But I actually, I'm not rich.
Did you design your house?
No, I buy the house. I buy this house. Nearby here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why my life is never.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were making about $50 or $60 a month, how much of that went for rent, for medical expenses, for food?
Okay. Well, I teach in the church. And I live in the church.
In the church?
Yeah.
What church?
A Chinese congregational church.
Oh, this is when you were teaching Chinese.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. Chinese. And I, well, food that time is 5 cents a cup of coffee, 10 cents a cup of coffee. You live simply and not cost too much mm-hmm. to live.
How about rent?
I live in the church and also pay rent.
Oh,
and
right.
also I pay, I have an apartment too, after the church. An apartment, I live in a Negro. Negro section in beyond west, east San Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
And I live there, it's very, very little rent. Because I live there, I have two reasons. First, I save money. Secondly, I like to among those people. Muslim, Chinese, so can paint that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you saved your money, did you save in a bank or did you save the cash at home?
Well. But after, I tell Ms. Wong, because after the war, I mean the war time, and the Chinese people, they quite Americanized already. And my father time is old fashioned. But to my time, it's almost, well, that time is very Americanized. We know about the banking, we know how to wholesale girl, and how to go. It go to West American people most of the time. Because I started in August. That's very Americanized, all this. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. So by that time, my time is just quite Americanized. My group of people,
mm-hmm.
artists, because you among them with American, you go out with the American girls, you associate with our friends in most America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have a shop, you know, the oldest thing, I think. And I started out for 2 years. And I remember one of the principal of the school, he called me to tell me, George, you shouldn't study art. I said, why? Because you first, the art, you cannot make a good living. Secondly, you have no talent. So I advise you not to choose another subject. So I not agree with that. I know why, who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I didn't have talent, but here I no talent, my teaching. So I started just the same. I know, I couldn't quit it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 year, my painting is, I wouldn't say better than the art teacher. And I I for exhibition. I send my picture, they always accept. So they begin to look up on me. Because this Chinese boy have talent. So they give me a studio to paint and give me new space to carry some Chinese bracelet, earring for the little shop in the school. So I have I don't have any not too many trouble in to live that time because I live and I have a little shop in the schools and I have a studio in the school and I live in the assembly in the church.
Okay. How do you think the Chinese in general were affected by the depression?
Well, that time for depression. Oh, that's a way bad that time. But it seems to be not too much affected to the Chinese people because they all, that's no matter how it is, they are poor anyway. Because if, what's wrong with the gasoline station in the parking lot? Yeah. Because the people have money, they suddenly the depression, they affected. The Chinese, they are always poor. Well, what I remember in the, we go to church, to get food, and sometimes you buy bread for one penny.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I don't see any effect to the Chinese folks because they are poor anyway.
Do you think many Chinese had to get aid from the government or from the county during the depression?
No, that time I don't think so. I don't think from church, from the people who give, but that time is the Chinese people, no. First, the Chinese people way, their mind way high. They don't want to be get anything, even now. They don't want to get money from the government. The Chinese people have good backbone. They don't want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
The secondly, they need a little, and they live that way. You know, even now in Chinatown, they should get money from the government, but they don't want it. You know, just like my father. But if I cannot live in myself, why should I depend on somebody else? Somebody else to help me. But I'm of course I'm not. I can get every penny.
Okay. Did you ever feel that there was hostility towards the Chinese in LA before World War II?
I was in the school, no. In fact, they didn't do me good. I told you to give me a shop, give me a studio, but as general, yes.
In general, yes.
Yes.
In what ways?
Well, for instance, you try to rent a better apartment. They don't rent it to you because you're Chinese. That's true.
And, in what area was this?
Well, any area.
Any area.
Now they are different, but that time they thought they are pure inferior races, different races. But now it's that's why I told you we are Chinese and almost they know the hardship in the old day and then they have to send people children go to school study to be somebody. But that's how yes.
Was there discrimination against Chinese in public places before?
Well, yes,
the war?
Yes. Sometimes sometimes you go to Stockton, you go to the theater, the high class theater, you have to listen to one corner to you.
This is in Stockton.
Yes, Stockton.
What about in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, honestly, I don't feel anything to me. I don't think I only psychologically I feel that way because it's my own fault, but I don't see anything. Because I the school treat me so good. I mean, especially not even look down on me. And he, I thought only 2 years, 2 or 3 years, I have a one-man exhibition in Los Angeles. So nobody can. So because on kind of in the museum, one-man show is one of the thousand, one of 10,000 in the show there. So I grateful to American, to my time.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit, something psychologically, or a little bit happened. I have for instance, one of my friends get married, and he was looking for a place to live. And then we saw the for rent, and then you go ask them, and they were already rent already.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say it, but
mm-hmm.
they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit happened to my life. Well, I have to ask my conscience. No, no.
How about going into restaurants? Did you ever feel discrimination?
No. To my time. Because I'm not too old than my father or grandfather.
Yeah.
To my time, no.
Did you ever hear any other Chinese complain about discrimination in restaurants or movie theaters?
To my time, no. But to my father, my grandfather, yes. They throw stones to them. They stay home most of the time. Otherwise, they have a... That's not my time, because it's somebody else to tell you that,
mm-hmm.
the truth. Because I cannot say for some, I don't know. Because my great-grandfather told me yes, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad. But to my time, it's no.
No.
I was more than, they go to school, everyone respect me. Also, they give me the sympathetic or whatever. They give me scholarship I never pay a penny to go to school. See, I know it because they give me a scholarship
at Otis Institute.
At Otis Institute,
uh-huh.
And then all through the school because I have the school too. Because the school every occasion they send me to out to paint to the public. They show to advertise the schools, and since I come in market now, for my time, you tell me you would say somebody do bad for you, the American, no.
Okay.
That's really have to be for all my time, for all my life in America. I don't feel anybody hurt me, but for one time a friend or say something bad to me, and I so damn mad, and I threw my chair in the tree, and then he so embarrassing, and then he comes to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I only one occasion like this is an individual personal fight,
mm-hmm.
but as a whole no.
Okay.